Give a man a fish and he'll eat for a night. Teach a man to make a great marinade, prepare a fish for baking, and cook it to perfection with some yummy sides to boot, and he'll have a delicious meal he can make for a lifetime. That's the thinking behind a health program teaching older men who have often never cooked in their lives to prepare a few basic meals for themselves and their families, and make friends in the process, I should hasten to add. Shadia Baston is an accredited practicing dietitian and the coordinator of the Men's Cooking Program. Former CEO Jim Cousins and retired Uniting Church Minister John Van Riet are two of its graduates, and all of them are with me today from our Wodonga studios in Victoria. Hello, you three.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hello. It's good to have you all with you, with us, I should say. Jim, I'm going to start with you because I'm intrigued by this. Jim, in another life, you were a health administrator. You ran your own company advising on health policy, and you didn't know how to cook.
That's correct. I didn't know how to cook.
What kind of consultant were you?
I hope I was a good one, but not in cooking. Building hospitals was my forte.
Oh, really? Okay. Yes. So why is it you signed up for this program? Tell us all about it.
Well, I'd recently retired, and we're progressing in age, my wife and I, of 59 years, and I thought this would be a good thing to do for me personally, to get some pleasure and meet some nice people. And the other aspect is to actually learn how to cook, that is to put ingredients together and the end product being a nice meal. Previous to that, or doing the course, or completing the course rather, I wouldn't know how to put a meal together in terms of cooking it.
Right.
So to get a nice flavour, get the right nutrition and the right portion, and the cooking course provided all that information, and now I'm pleased to say that I can cook reasonably based on the learning experience at Gateway Health.
Oh, well, hats off to you, Jim. And tell me, before this course, what were you capable of putting together as a meal?
Oh, probably a couple of boiled eggs and a chop on the barbecue.
Okay. So you could actually boil something or singe it?
Yes, that's right.
And now, what do you make?
Oh, well, my forte seems to be frittata. My family enjoy that side of it, but I can also do soups and stews and other things that require a number of ingredients to produce the end product. So what's the other one I can bring to mind is a meatloaf. That's a bit of a challenge to keep it together so it doesn't fall apart when you serve it.
And also I understand you're not bad at a chicken carbonara and a lentil soup.
That's right.
Yes. Yeah. Very good indeed. And do you make desserts?
Yes, we have done desserts, but my wife usually does that. But the course did offer some nice desserts in terms of we did a nice bread and butter pudding, and that takes a bit of doing from an amateur because, once again, the thing is to get the right ingredients and the right consistency so it doesn't fall apart.
So have you been shopping for these ingredients yourself as well, Jim?
Yes, I have. I have.
Is that a first for you as well?
No, I'll get my wife to help me with that.
And as someone who's been married almost 60 years, I have to ask you, what is your partner saying about the outcomes in the kitchen?
Oh, some are good. I get a high distinction for my frittata, and probably, you know, if you put it on in academic terms, probably a C for most of the rest.
But, you know, it's early days. You're developing. I take it you're learning how to evolve as a cook in the kitchen too. You're learning what doesn't work, what does, and then improving upon it next time, aren't you?
Yes, but yes, that would summarise it. The issue is I can't keep my wife out of the kitchen when I'm doing it all. So I've got to lock her out so I can actually make some mistakes and learn by those or from those.
Do you find her going over your shoulder? No, don't do that. Do this.
And, yeah. She can't help it, but no. She's only helping.
I know, she's only helping. I know, I understand
yes, that's
that.
Right. Yes.
With you, Jim, is John. John is our Uniting Church Minister, now retired. John, how did you find out about this cooking program for men?
I was advertised through an ageing program in Wangaratta a couple of years ago. And I picked up a pamphlet and decided, hey, I could do with this because while I've been married for 53 years, my wife has done the cooking nearly all the time. She's pretty good at it. And I just sit and watch and eat it and enjoy it.
Now, John, I'm going to go out on a limb and suggest that you may come from a Dutch background.
Correct.
Does that mean that your menu up until now has been mostly influenced by that kind of culture?
No, it hasn't, because I've been in Australia since I was 17. So I'm pretty well used to Australian diet.
Okay. And up until you started this cooking course, what were you capable of making in the kitchen?
Oh, baked potato, boiled eggs and fried eggs and a few simple things, but not much more. I was basically afraid of looking at the recipe, and I'm no longer afraid.
Why were you afraid?
Oh, I don't know, just the strangeness of it and my wife being so perfect at doing it.
Oh, yes. It's hard when your partner is better than you at a certain skill. You feel like it's not your place to jump into that space, right?
Mm.
Yeah. So since you started the cooking course and have now completed it, what do you feel has added to your cooking expertise? What are you doing now that your wife says, hey, that's not bad?
Well, first of all, I'm happy to look at a recipe and work through it without being afraid of it, which was the case before.
Mm-hmm.
Then I work through the recipe, prepare it, and ask my wife to grade it. And her grades have been anything out of 10, from 5 up to 10 out of 10.
Oh, really? So she's given you a pass at the lowest, and what have you got a perfect score for?
Oh, chicken parmigiana.
Really?
A couple of times.
And what's the secret to a good chicken parmigiana, John?
Oh, going through the recipe and doing it properly.
Following the rules.
You realize how important every part of the recipe is, and if you leave a bit out, it doesn't taste so good.
John, I'm going to come back to you because I want to involve someone I mentioned at the front of this conversation. Shadia Baston is the clinical lead in dietetics, and she's also what's called an EICD coordinator at Gateway Health in Wangaratta. Shadia, it's great to hear these stories from Jim and John. Is that kind of indicative of the kind of newfound skills base and confidence you're hearing amongst older men?
Oh, it certainly is, Michael. We have a lot of great comments, you know, within the group and outside the group about our program. We have a waiting list for people wanting to join, and most of the participants ask if they can do it all again.
So really? Oh, that's
good.
They
do have a great time.
Is that because it's not only honing their culinary skills that's going on here, but it's also the social aspect of what's going on?
Oh, absolutely. We capitalise on that social aspect of the group. It really supports learning and, learning a new skill.
Because we all know about men's sheds. Maybe it's time to form a new movement called Men's Kitchens.
We actually invite a guest from our local men's shed to support people once they've finished the program with another pathway into a social group. So, yeah, some of the men will follow on and join the local men's shed.
And just tell us, if you wouldn't mind, Shadia, what are some of the reasons? We've heard a couple here already from Jim and John, but what are some other reasons why older men are seeking this kind of tuition?
Most of the gentlemen that attend the group are people who have found themselves in a caring role where they have to look after a partner or a sibling, maybe a parent, who had traditionally done all of the shopping and cooking tasks in their house, and all of a sudden they're left with this daunting situation. They need to, you know, work out what they're going to cook for the week, prepare a shopping list, navigate a supermarket, and ultimately put a meal on the table each night, and that can be really overwhelming for many people. So it's really a knowledge and skill deficit, if you like,
yeah.
That is one of the main barriers for many of these men.
And for those men who perhaps are in those situations of taking care of someone who might have taken care of them before, are they worried that nutritionally they're not up to the mark in the meals they were making?
Yes, there certainly is that. We as dietitians, we try and throw in as much, you know, healthy eating information as we can. You know, what a balanced meal is, what portions that you should be aiming for in a balanced meal.
So, Jim,
they do go away with some of that, some of those messages.
So Shadia, Jim has just mentioned that. So what are you aware of in making meals now in terms of the balance that you're trying to get in the nutrition levels of the meal?
Well, I can't be overly prescriptive about the nutrition, but it's more, I guess, from my perspective, is the taste, the appearance and the appeal of the meal. to whom I'm serving, but the ingredients and the recipes that are provided through the course outline the nutritional values of the course, or we talk about of the meal, I mean, and the we talk about the all of these aspects as part of the course.
And John, can I ask you, John Van Riet, this is everybody, who is a Uniting Church minister who's retired. John, what's the social aspect been like for you?
Oh, terrific, Michael.
That's all right.
Now, I've really enjoyed being part of a group of six men. We split up in two, usually two or three, and then we each group works through the recipe in the time available. And then at the end, we eat our own meal that we've prepared, and then we the women in charge ask what we thought of it.
Yeah.
And we grade it, you know, good or indifferent or fantastic. So it's been a really good experience, and many of us become friends through it.
Oh, that's brilliant. And John, I, of course, celebrate your wins, but I have to ask you, because I am in the media, what were some of your disasters?
Oh, probably the best one that I can remember is trying to make a glazed meatloaf.
What could possibly go wrong?
Well, when I tried it at home, it fell apart.
Oh, really? Why was that?
Because I used ordinary flour instead of corn flour.
So you've already problem solved the issue and it wouldn't happen again.
That's right. That's but that's how you learn, of course, by looking at it and working out why it didn't work.
Look, I totally agree too. And, you know, as we get older, we tend to think we can't fail because we know everything about the world. But it's so not true. If we don't keep trying things and failing, how on earth do we keep learning and living?
Exactly. Yeah, that's right.
Shadia, can I ask you, in terms of the support around these men's cooking groups, who's in the room with them?
A dietitian and an allied health assistant. Our allied health assistant is amazing. We really couldn't run the program without her. She sort of sets everything up for us, organises recipes, rings everybody. She's fantastic. We just have to turn up and support the men with their cooking.
And I imagine too that for some of the older men participating, there may be issues around mobility or the ability to open cans, bottles, etc. Can the allied health person help with that?
Yes, look, that certainly is another barrier for many older people, you know, that physical access to food. We've had a gentleman, for instance, who had terrible arthritis, and he needed some support through our occupational therapists with some aids and equipment to help him open jars, you know, use utensils. It made the world of difference to him.
In fact, is that the same old bloke I've seen on the video where he says, I got given a piece of silicon I could hold in my hand and I can really open beer bottles a lot easier now?
Yes, I didn't think he was going to say that, but yes, it's made a big difference to him.
But also he's got a range of implements and cutlery and opening utensils that are now geared towards people who might have weaker grips as they get older too.
Yes, yeah. And look, there is a temptation when people are struggling like that with meal preparation to offer them a pre-prepared meal or even a shopping delivery service. But there's so many benefits to doing your own shopping and cooking your own meal. And it would be such a shame to miss out on those benefits. So we're really very proactive and try and look at other strategies that keep people independent with meal preparation and shopping.
Well, it's great to hear this program is kicking so many goals. Shadia, is this rolling out in other allied health or health regions across the country? Can this be accessed anywhere?
Yes, it can. So our program is funded under the Commonwealth Home Support Program, and there are dietitians across the country that are funded under that program. If people are interested, they're most welcome to contact us about what we do.
Great. And look, Jim and John, anytime you want to issue me a dinner invitation, I am now confident I will enjoy the process. Thank you.
Thanks, Michael.
Good to talk to you. Jim Cousins, who's one of the program participants, and John Van Riet. They both completed, they both enjoyed it. The social aspect has created new friendships, and they're now startling their partners in their own home by coming up with some fantastic meals.